We're not talking about punching a time clock and working 9 to 5. We're talking about working around the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, good day to all you great stewards of the land. It's Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre, Oklahoma. And guess who's in the studio?
Happy Wednesday!
All right. Fun day, Wednesday before Thanksgiving.
Oh, yes.
We missed you.
I missed y'all, too.
So
I missed you a bunch.
Seriously. The crowd, the listening crowd misses you, and so do I. So anyway, I'm super excited. You know I'm super excited.
I know. You gave me the biggest bear hug the second I walked in the door.
But anyway, so how's Miss Jill doing?
Oh, I'm great. Don't get me wrong. I'm glad to be home, but I haven't been home since Labor Day weekend.
Yeah.
So I am glad to be home, but I'm enjoying my time up in Stillwater.
You're growing up.
And it's crazy. It's really crazy.
Well, we're going to get to some of that here in just a little bit. Anyway, if you got anything you want to tell Jill or ask her, the Ag Text line is wide open, 580-225-9697, so she's back in action. But let's get the show started. Slap out 63, the May Ranch 52. Arnett 63, I don't know if they're still having it, but they're the livestock, what do they call that? The Boosters Club in Arnett are selling baked goods in Arnett downtown there to raise money for the livestock, for the projects. Anyway, get a chance. Hey, why bake pecan pie or cake or something tonight? Just go buy one, set it back, tell everybody you made it, and enjoy a little extra time with the family. 58 at Cheyenne, home of the Sacred Weapon. 58 at Hollis, and out here in the Panhandle, we have 62 at Lipscomb, 62 at Dozer, 59 at Odell. Anyway, everything's looking good. So let's quickly go over what's happening overnight, what happened overnight. Wheat futures were higher in overnight trading amid dry weather in parts of the U.S. Southern Plains. Little or no rain has fallen in southwestern Kansas or the Oklahoma and Texas panhandles in the past 7 days, according to the National Weather Service precipitation page. About 89% of Kansas, the biggest producer of winter wheat, was suffering from abnormally dry or drought conditions as of November 14th, up from 85% a week earlier, according to the U.S. Drought Monitor. 95% of the U.S. winter wheat was planted at the start of the week, up from 93% a week earlier, but just behind the prior five-year average of 96%, according to the Department of Agriculture. 87% of the crop has emerged as of Sunday, and that's up from 81% 7 days earlier, and the average of 85%, according to the USDA. About 48% was in good or excellent condition, up 1% percentage point from the week prior. Soybeans futures, meanwhile, declined in overnight trading on calls for rain in the dry areas of Brazil. Showers this week in Brazil will boost crop prospects in the world's largest exporter of soybeans. Still, dry weather next week will again lead to crop stress. Wheat futures overnight for December delivery in Chicago gained 8 pennies to 5.90¾ a bushel. Overnight on the Chicago Board of Trade, Kansas City futures added 5¾ to $6.31¼ a bushel. Corn for December delivery was down 0.5 penny to 4.88¼ a bushel. Soybeans overnight for the futures for January delivery fell 10¼ cents, and it's fallen some more today to $13.67 a bushel. Soy meal was down $2.30 to $4.39.70 short ton, and soy oil lost 0.18 cents to $0.5224 a pound. Deere and Company's sales in the fourth quarter of fiscal 2023 fell year over year, though earnings per share increased, the company said in a report this morning. Revenues in 3 months that ended on September 30th was reported at $15.41 billion, down 1% from the same quarter last year, according to the equipment manufacturer. Earnings rose to $8.26 a share from $7.44 a share a year earlier. Production and precision agriculture sales in the fourth quarter fell 6% to $6.97 billion. Small agriculture and turf revenue was down 13% year over year to $3.09 billion. And construction and forestry sales rose 11 cents to $3.74 billion. There you go. How about that? Anyway, winter storm watches have been issued in Wyoming and Nebraska. This is the storm that will be affecting us come in Friday and Saturday. Winter storm warnings have been issued for Thanksgiving Day, Wyoming, and western Nebraska, according to the National Weather Service. As much as 6 inches of snow is expected in eastern Wyoming and western Nebraska, according to the National Weather Service in a report this morning. Locally, higher amounts are possible. Dry weather continues to plague northwestern Iowa, where wind gusts today are forecast about 30 miles an hour. The wind, along with the low humidity, will mean increased risk of wildfires in the area this afternoon. Whoa. See, nothing's changed here, has it?
Nope. Still the same. Wildfire watches, no rain. Sounds about right.
Yeah. And then they, pretty much. And they, you know, yesterday they said the wind wouldn't be as bad as it was the day before.
Yeah. No.
No. Yeah, that didn't work out.
No, I had a photo session last night, and oh, it was cold and windy.
What kind of photos?
Did a senior session last night.
Oh, yeah?
Yep. I've been busy with that.
What? If you follow Jill on Facebook, you'll see she does a lot of photographs.
I do a lot of photographs, and I have usually several people wanting pictures whenever I come back to western Oklahoma.
And
so,
this is your first time, and you're way behind.
Yes, very.
Well, I looked at some of your stuff you were doing while you're in Stillwater. That one photo, I don't remember the girl's name that you did, was she was in the orange
fountain. Yep. So
that was pretty cool.
Yeah, we did that on the Tuesday before homecoming. So one of the homecoming traditions in Stillwater, if you've never been to America's Greatest Homecoming, you should go. But one of the traditions they do is on the Sunday to kick off homecoming week, they have several traditions that they do, and one of them is they dye the fountain in front of Edmund Lowe Library orange, and it's a really big deal. And so they keep it orange for the entire week, and usually they end up turning it back to just regular water after the homecoming game. This year, though, since it was the last Bedlam game, they left it orange for 2 weeks. So since the fountain was orange for two straight weeks, I mean, every time I walked by it, there were people taking pictures by it or in it. It's just a staple on the campus. It's really cool. So she wanted to take hers in the
And it looked fountain. Like she went under one time.
So she didn't go under. When we did that session, it started out, it had rained for all day, all morning long. Like, I had changed my shoes at least 3 or 4 times by the time we got to this session. I was like, okay, well, maybe, you know, it'll lighten up just for like 30 minutes so we can take pictures and get it over with. We were good for about 5 minutes, and it started pouring on us. So we both got soaked. Yeah, that's why she was wet.
I was like, man, she dove under that thing.
Yeah, the things I do, I told her, I was like, you know, it wasn't pouring, but it was sprinkling hard enough. We were definitely getting pretty wet. Right. And I told her, I was like, I'm willing to finish this, but if it starts pouring, I'm not sacrificing my camera equipment for you. We'll reschedule. So, but she stuck out through it, and it was fun. We were just very wet by the end of it.
I got a photography question for you.
Okay.
I got a buddy. He's a Vietnam Desert Storm vet, and he took a lot of pictures in Desert Storm.
Mm-hmm.
This is back when we had negatives. No digital crap. Do you know of anybody, because Walmart and Walgreens doesn't do it anymore, do you know anybody that converts, or one of our listeners might know, this still does negatives? They'll do picture duplicates.
Film?
Yeah, he wants to get duplicates made of these pictures.
I know there's several, I don't know any locally.
Right.
Like, they're very far and few between locally, just to take them to a store. I know, I mean, I cannot think of what that one's called. I'll have to look it up. But there is one online. You send it in, and, like, so you apply, you tell them what you're sending. They send you a special package thing.
Right.
You send the film in the package back to them.
Right.
And then they, you know.
Do their thing.
Do their thing. I don't know the logistics of all that. But, and then they send you digital copies
back
of your film.
Oh,
they don't
send cool.
you prints.
You
they send
you
digital.
That out for him.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I'll have to look at what it's called. I've looked it up before, but I don't remember. Because I have a film. I was gifted a film camera for graduation, and I really want to start playing with it a little bit and see what how it works.
Oh, cool.
So,
yeah.
We'll see.
What brand and model? Oh, that's wrong. That was Trade Guild. My bad. I was like, what?
That was from an hour ago.
Anyway, all right, well, let's go ahead and take our first Taylor Ranch happy hour break. It is Taylor Ranch today.
I like it when it's Taylor Ranch day.
Yeah, and yeah, because you're pretty close with them also.
I am. I've missed seeing them. I haven't seen
and
Jimmy
they
Tracy.
Well, if you'd watch RFD TV, they were on
in
there.
All the free time I have. Yeah. Absolutely.
They were on November 17th. They were District 2 Oklahoma Farm Bureau Farm and Ranch Family of the Year, and they came out and did a really nice segment on TV for them. It was pretty cool.
That's
so
awesome.
If you guys want to check that out, if you'll go to RFD TV, either Google it or you can go to their Facebook page and look back on the 17th, which I think that was last Friday. They had James on TV.
Yeah, I saw that. I was like, James.
But anyway, it was Jimmy and Tracy was on there, and Jimmy did let Tracy talk. And so
that was good.
Anyway, and they had all their beautiful cows around them talking, and it was a pretty cool deal. So
nice.
Check it out. Anyway, we'll be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Mosey on down to Hobart Stockyards weekly cattle sale. It's located on Highway 183 North in Hobart, Oklahoma. The sale is every Wednesday at 9:30. If you need to consign, call Rex Fleming at 580-331-8547. They receive cattle all day Mondays and Tuesdays. Buyers can bid in person or online. Hobart Stockyards, where we want your business and do appreciate it.
Is your cattle mineral investment being washed away? Weather can cause conventional mineral to absorb water, and simply put, your cows probably aren't eating it. That's why Purina created Wind and Rain Storm Mineral, a weatherized mineral that can stand up to the elements. Its larger particle size makes it harder to blow away and easier for water to pass through it. Keep money in your pocket. Contact Farmers Union Co-op of Elk City today. It's important to keep your irrigation machines up and running during the growing season, because when your crops need water, they can't wait. And when you need parts, there's no substitute for the best. Valley Genuine Parts. From gaskets and gearboxes to booster pumps and boom bags, Valley Genuine Parts make all the difference to your operation. Contact your local Valley dealer, Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325, for all your irrigation parts, technology, and service needs, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com.
You know, I think the best advice that I could give a young couple is to go sit down and talk to an insurance agent. I see a lot of young couples, they're just getting online. I mean, they're just clicking the button and clicking what's cheap. And, well, if I click this, it makes it a little cheaper. But if I click that, it makes it go up. Well, there's a reason why it goes up. You need to know what you're paying for. And if you're paying for it, you need to make sure you've got the right coverage. You know, another piece of advice I would give is when you go in and talk to that agent, you need to discuss getting some life insurance. It doesn't have to be me. Any agent can help with that. But a young couple, you need to go in and sit down and talk to someone and understand what you're doing. You know, a term policy on a younger couple, it's a whole lot less expensive than what people think. And the younger you buy it, the cheaper it is. It's worth finding out how minimal that expense is, because it's life-changing if it's needed. That would be my best advice.
Hi, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
Hey, cotton farmers, are you walking in high cotton? High cotton. It's easier than you think. Have your cotton ginned fast and efficiently at Western Planters Cotton Gin in Hobart, Oklahoma. Bet you didn't know they have the largest gin in the state and the connections to get top dollar on your investment. They're located at the corner of Highway 9 and Highway 183, just north of Hobart. Be sure and check them out online. WesternPlantersCottonGin.com.
At Lone Star Gin, 4.5 miles south of Pampa, Texas on Highway 70, our mission is to provide superior customer service to our producers while getting their cotton ginned in a timely manner. We possess 120-plus bale per hour capacity, high-tech moisture systems, on-site sampling, and we move cotton in a timely manner from the field to the gin. With excellent hands-on marketing, our gin is designed to maximize profits for our farmers. Visit us at www.lonestargin.com or give us a call, 806-665-0677.
He loves talking about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Thank you so much for the information. That's pretty cool on that one little thing.
I added it to my Christmas list.
Anyway, we'll talk about that here in a second. Wellington, Texas, humidity is 21, temperature 61, dew point's 21. The winds are out of the southwest at 6 miles an hour. It's not even blowing. And peak wind gust today, 15 miles an hour. Month-to-date precipitation, 0.04. No red flag or sub-freezing minutes, and 8-inch soil temperature is 53 degrees. I had 26 at my house this morning, but I live next to the river, so it gets a little airish down there sometimes. And this, so on this text line, we got this this person. I don't know if it's he or she sent this in. At Best Buy, you can buy this Kodak mobile film and slide scanner. Portable scanner lets you scan 035 millimeter films and slides and using your smartphone camera. How about that? This is gonna be cool.
It's like $35 too.
It's $35.
That's like way cheaper than sending your film in to get developed.
And then you can take your smartphone in, I guess, and get pictures made. It
absolutely.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, anyway, pretty cool. Anyways, this person said, I said, thank you. And this person said, you're welcome. Funny you brought it up because I was looking at them a few days ago. So hot off
nice.
The bat. Anyway, we got that going on. Now, anyway, let's see. Let me give a few updates on the commodity board right now. And everybody, it looks like Christmas on this board. There's red, there's green, there's black. It's everywhere. Corn's down today at 468 for December. Soybeans are down 17 cents at 13.59 for January. Soybean meal is actually up $2 at 461.20 for December. And soybean oil is down not even half a penny at December, 53.81. And then hard red winter wheat is down 2 cents at 6.13 for December, 6.23 for March. Cotton's actually up today. December 78.92, it's up a penny and a half. March is 80.73, up a fraction of a penny, like 0.04. And May is 81.33, and then it just now just updated again. It went up just a little more. Let's see here. I seen Sugar Daddy this morning at the round table at Southbound. His sugar's down about a half a cent today, but still up 27 cents a pound. He sent me a picture of a machine that he might have to buy to harvest his sugar cane.
Yeah.
It's green. And he's a red man.
Yeah, I know he is.
So, anyway, crude oil is down $1.61 at $76.16 for January, $76.31 for February. And natural gas is up a little bit because they know the cold front's coming in. It's at $2.87. So, anyway. I sent you this, and because I thought it was cool. Last week, Amara, if I said that right?
Amara, I believe, yes.
Amara Jackson from, she's going to college with you. I don't know if you met her yet.
I have not, no. Yeah. I'm pretty sure she's been busy enough campaigning.
Yeah. Anyway, she's going to school at OSU, and she was appointed the National FFA president.
Mm-hmm.
She's top dog.
Yep, so her major is ag communications and ag business, so she's dual majoring between those two. And it's really cool because, which she's not originally from Oklahoma, but Carson Cantrell.
From Michigan.
Yes. Carson Cantrell, who served as a national officer this past year, she was also an ag communications major. And she's from Oklahoma. But,
right. And
yeah.
She was going to OSU.
Yep. So and it's really cool to have two back-to-back ladies who are both ag communications majors serve as national officers.
Right. And so that give you hope?
Yes, a little bit.
So anyway, and then Clara that I had on the show a couple yep. of weeks ago, she's the Oklahoma State
reporter.
Yeah. So anyway, you're hanging around some good people.
I like my people. I like to hang around. They're pretty great. They're pretty awesome.
Yeah. And then so anyway, because one of these times when Clara comes home with you, we're gonna.
If you get both of us on here, man. It's going to be a rodeo is what it's going to be.
So let's talk a little bit before we go to our second break. Let's talk about, so you're going to OSU, and I know you're a freshman this year, but it's ag communications.
Yes. Yep.
And so what did anything from what your mom and dad have taught you out with cattle or anything that you've learned from the show, has anything developed that you had to use it up there?
Oh, absolutely.
That you're already ahead of the game?
Oh, yeah. I'm taking an agricultural economics class this course. So within the college, you know, you have your general education classes like your histories and your sciences and your math, like those you have to take. Well,
stuff I flunk, yeah.
Right. Well, if you're an ag major and you're in the College of Agriculture, you also have agriculture general education classes. And so those four classes include an animal science class, a plant and soil science class, and an agriculture economics class. And if you're not an ag communications major, you have to take like a speech. But if you're an ag communications major, then you take enough speech courses already. Right. They're not going to require you to take one more.
Right.
So my agriculture economics class is probably one of my hardest classes. And I kind of struggled with it there at the beginning, just, you know, understanding the concepts of things. I'm not real good with like numbers and stuff. Hence why I'm a communications major. I'd rather write and talk instead. But we've been writing just like one-page papers over just, you know, finding economic concepts that we've been learning about in class in like what we've grown up to know or what we know. And so I have used, you know, my experience, you know, helping out on a cow-calf operation for my entire life to write those papers. And it makes it really easy because I can use my personal experience to help pass my class.
And you know what it is.
Exactly. I know exactly. And so whenever my professor's explaining these concepts, I'm just like, oh yeah, like we do this in our operation. This makes a whole lot more sense. So, you know, and I've learned a lot about economics just from being on the show here as well, you know, reading the stock market, seeing how all that works. So I believe that my experience before going to OSU has definitely helped me pass that class specifically.
Right.
And then for my ag communications class, I'm in a introduction level ag communications class. I call it the weeding out class because you can definitely tell that if you picked ag communications, they put you in this class to see if you really want to do it or not.
So, well, for example, give us some examples. I mean, if have you seen some people go, this, not me?
Oh, yeah. We started out with probably 40 people in that class, and there's probably about 32 of us in there now. So you can definitely tell. It's pretty heavily strong on the writing side of things, which isn't, I really don't want to go into journalism. I mean, I don't mind writing. I'll do it. I don't love it, though. And so I don't think I want to do that side of things. But it has been interesting to see, you know, we've been working on writing press releases and news releases. Well, if you go into any area of communications and work for a company, so you have to know how to do that.
Did you ever refer to any of my work?
No. She would always give us a prompt to write about. So we never really got to write about our own press release. But
you don't want to see one of my press releases.
No, I probably don't.
No, probably wouldn't be good.
No. I will say, most people, whenever I tell them that I did a radio internship before I even got to college, they look at me and they're like, do what? And I was like, yeah, I did a radio internship. And they were like, what do you mean? And I was like, I mean, I talked on the radio for an hour at least three times a week. And it was awesome. And people are just like, why radio? Like, I don't know. Radio and agriculture communications kind of gets a little bit of a bad rep. Like, most people are just like, no, I am not going to do radio or broadcasting. I'm like, but it's so much fun.
Yeah, really. I mean, I know times have changed, and you know there's a lot of satellite stuff going on out there, and people like to like RFD TV. They want to watch it. Our son up on Saturday mornings. They want to watch that guy talk to you.
Yep.
And that's why we're on Facebook right now.
Yeah.
And so you can see how much fun we have in here.
Exactly.
And so they but there's all kinds of. There's a lot of podcasts out there.
Absolutely.
A lot of podcasts. And I've noticed in the last year how YouTube's videos, like the Millennium Farmer or the Farm Babe or the Farm Girl or what's the other one? Laura. Going. There's a lot of – they're following – the followings are millions. I mean, they got millions following. But they go out there and they're just doing everyday stuff like normal.
Yeah.
They're not doing acting. They're just, hey, I just knocked the end off the combine auger. And not the first time that's been done.
Yep.
It was my first time. Just cool stuff like that.
Oh, yeah. It's definitely evolved a lot in the last couple of years.
So do you see that coming up in your communications class eventually? Is that do you think they're – that ag communications leaning more to YouTube and podcasts?
Yes, so they actually, which I didn't know this until like 2 weeks ago, they told me that the audio/visual storytelling class, which is very focused on YouTube videos. In fact, you actually have assignments where you have to create a video and you get full creativity on it and post it on YouTube. And then they also teach you, how to run a podcast, the audio side of things. And so that class didn't exist until about 2-3 years ago, and they were talking with some of agriculture communications alumni, and they were like, what do you wish you like we would have prepared you for? And that was the number one thing, because audio and visual has such a big impact in today's world. I mean, TikTok, for example, like I've never met a person who doesn't have TikTok on their phone, not gonna lie. I mean, people scroll through it all the time. I'm guilty of it, but it's how people receive their news and how people educate themselves a little bit, I feel like. So I think using that platform as an education tool is the way to go.
Yeah, I watched a little TikTok deal the other day. It kind of reminded me of you a little bit. And this mom and daughter was sitting in the car, and the mom called the dad and said, hey, your daughter needs to tell you something. And she looked a lot like you is the reason why I thought of it. I hope you don't do this. But anyway, she told her dad she put diesel in the car.
Yep. Absolutely not.
And I can't repeat what he said on TikTok. But pretty funny. But, yeah, as far as that's going, this is like we're Facebook and we're streaming live on our website. Yeah. But YouTube's YouTube, and a lot of people just have YouTube TV now.
Mm-hmm. What we have.
They don't do cable. They don't do satellite. Do none of that stuff. But anyway, I'm so glad you're going so you can learn me up on some stuff.
I'll educate you a little bit.
But anyway, hey, we went past our break. Let's go ahead and take a Taylor Ranch break. And when we come back, I'll have your forecast, or maybe Jill might do the forecast for northwestern Oklahoma, and a little bit to talk about on the Taylor Ranch. We'll be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
You can buy parts anywhere, but the people at our store are different than people at other stores. And if they're not, we're going to make them different. They should be more knowledgeable. They should be more friendly. They should be more customer-oriented. They should be part of the community. We pride ourselves of doing business with people. You can buy parts anywhere. It's the people that make the difference.
We try our best not to tell the customer no, but to find what they need. Napa Auto Parts of Elk City, 716 West 3rd. More parts for more cars.
SEI Agritech is excited to announce they're now open with their new LNC blending feed facility for their new product line at SEI Agritech 1400 South Randall in Elk City. With all the feed rations that you've come to know and trust, the new facility is the only LNC blending facility in the area. SEI Agritech in Elk City now open their new facility in their current location, 1400 South Randall in Elk City. For more information, give Kent a call at 580-225-0317.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Do you have good employees? I mean, you know, the kind of employees that you would vouch for if the cops come to the door asking you about them. And they take care of your business like it's theirs. Well, I think they're way overdue for a great company Christmas party this year. Meet up at Simon's Kitchen with a perfectly cooked steak, a steamy hot baked potato, and a crispy green salad that only Simon's Catch can deliver. Call 225-8400 to book your company party now. That's 225-8400. Get that date set and have a great family-style meal at Simon's Catch.
This is the Elk City Livestock Auction Market Report, November 17th. 2,145 head were sold. 10 head of steers at $454 brought $290. 8 at $485 brought $284. 11 at $490 brought $270. 3 at $595 brought $247. 4 at $640 brought $214. 5 at $699 brought $216. 5 at $774 brought $227. 9 head of heifers at $321 brought $285. 4 at $390 brought $250. 5 at $494 brought $240. 9 at $633 brought $214.50. 4 at $634 brought $215. 7 at $862 brought $193.50. Butcher cows were 39 to 122. Butcher bulls brought 69 to 127.50. Bred cows were 1,000 to 2,100. Pairs brought 900 to 2,450. Elk City Livestock Auction, 3202 South Highway 6, Elk City, Oklahoma. Sell every Friday at 9 a.m. To consign, call Brandon Hickey, 580-497-6095.
Whether you graze livestock or produce hay from perennial forages, the Night Latch Group helps farmers and ranchers manage production risk by utilizing the federal crop insurance programs. The pasture range and forage rainfall insurance program signups for the 24 calendar year are now till December 1st. PRF provides needed cash flow and pays producers during periods of below average rainfall. Insure your operation against lack of rainfall with no money up front. Hold on to your ag investment with the Night Latch Group, 580-334-7995. Remember, even wet years have dry spells.
Oh, Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
How cool is that?
I love it.
All right, cool. Man, some of these people, I need to block this person that's just texting about the send-off. Anyway, we'll get that done.
I applaud you, that person.
Anyway, what's the weather look like?
Hey, I put ceiling. Wow, can't talk. It is 61 degrees in ceiling. Dew point is 25. Humidity 24%. Wind is out of the southwest at 11 miles an hour. Your sun is going to set at 5:25 p.m. Today you can expect a high of 65 degrees. Wind's going to stay out of the southwest, getting up to about 9 miles an hour. Tonight, low of 34 degrees. It's going to be clear. Wind still out of the south. Tomorrow for Thanksgiving, man, it's going to be nice for Thanksgiving this year.
Yeah, it is.
I love it. It's going to be partly sunny with a high of 64 degrees, wind still to the southwest, getting up to about 12 miles an hour, so not too bad. Thursday night, it's going to get down to 29 degrees, so it's going to get below freezing. I don't like that, but Friday, high of 44. Saturday, there's a chance of rain and snow with a high of 40 degrees, and Saturday night, also a 40% chance of rain and snow with a low of 21 degrees, so you might want to break out those winter coats.
And the firewood. Taylor Ranch entire operation is geared towards one thing, creating a great eating experience for their customers. They start by selecting the best carcass genetics available that enhance both flavor, excuse me, and tenderness. They are hands-on every day as they develop each calf so it will reach its full genetic potential. If you guys do go back and watch that RFD TV interview with them last Friday, believe me, that line is true as it gets with the genetic things. Then they put the calves on feed, in some cases for as many as 200 days. This optimizes and unlocks their full genetic potential and gives the customer that juicy, mouth-watering, memorable eating experience. Taylor Ranch develops every animal as if it were going to be served on their own table. He even said that line on TV.
Wow.
Anyway, quarters, halves, or whole beef for sale. Third-party verified, all natural and hormone-free. Also available. That's Taylor Ranch Beef, 405-609-4662. 405-609-4662. That's Taylor Ranch Beef. Some of the best west of the Mississippi.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so anyway. All right, so let's get to this text message and get this over with. Let's see if we can get Aaron fired up behind me, too. Sorry if you've already covered this, just started listening. Ask her how fun it was to give OU the send-off to the SEC. Enjoy your youth, young lady.
Oh, yes. It was awesome, let me tell you. So I had never been to a Bedlam game. I've always watched it on TV. I have been to like 5 Bedlam softball games.
Right.
But I have never been to a football game.
So which was funner?
Oh, I don't know.
Come on.
So here's the thing. The cool thing about softball, especially when it's in Stillwater, which we have a really small stadium, softball stadium in Stillwater, and sometimes it's not great because you can't fit as many fans in there. But when you fit completely all Oklahoma people in that little tiny stadium, oh, it gets rowdy in there. So I do love the softball games, especially when they're in Stillwater, because it gets really heated. And it's, since it's so small, you just got a bunch of people crammed in there.
You got to go see history, because that's probably will be the, for now,
yeah,
the last one ever.
Yeah, no, it was awesome. So the gates opened at 12:45.
Yeah.
The student section was full by 1 o'clock, because the thing about, so most students have what they call an all sports pass, and basically you pay $250 a year. For, and it gets you into any and all athletic games.
Okay.
Does not matter what sport or what game. It gets you into all home games.
Okay.
The downside of the football games is we don't have assigned seats in the student section. And so if you don't get in there early, you weren't going to get a seat. And they reached maximum capacity in the stadium by the time the game started. So
let's talk about Claire. She's
I hope she's listening. If not, I will send her this, because... Okay, so Clara left on the Sunday after homecoming. So homecoming was on...
She was at National.
Yes, so homecoming was on October 28th, that Saturday. She left, I believe, Monday... Yeah, she left Monday morning at like 3 a.m. Their flight was like at 6 a.m. out of Stillwater. They had a layover in Dallas, and then they flew from Dallas to Indianapolis. She was at National Convention all week long. And we can talk about, I have separation anxiety, y'all. I was so lonely for that entire week.
That's when your homesickness kicked in,
wasn't
it?
Yes, exactly. I was like, please come back. Please. I'm so lonely. I have nobody to talk to. Not really, but we do have a pretty great bond. So for her to be gone for a week, I was just like, man, I don't know how we're going to survive Christmas break, or it's going to be.
Now you know how your mom and dad felt.
Yeah, I know. I get it. So she flew back on Saturday. They had the same flying route. They flew from Indianapolis to Dallas, had a layover there, flew from Dallas to Stillwater. Well, they were in Dallas. Their layover was about 2 hours long. They didn't have any delays. They were scheduled to land in Stillwater at 2 o'clock. Game time starts at 2:30. By the time she gets her suitcase and everything and gets to her car, it's about 2:30. Game started. So then she drives to campus. Well, then she's got to find parking. Well, if you've ever been to Stillwater, parking on that campus is the most frustrating thing in the entire world, especially whenever you try to cram all of Oklahoma in one little town.
Right.
So by the time she found parking and changed her clothes and walked the 25 minutes to the stadium, it's about second quarter probably, and they won't let her in because of maximum capacity. And when I tell you, Clara Duncan is the most loyal and true OSU fan in the world. Like, she is more loyal and true than I am. Like, don't get me wrong, I'm a diehard OSU fan, but she is on a whole nother level. She was ready to fight somebody or have a mental breakdown trying to get some sympathy to let them in the gate. And the funny thing is like, there were people walking out of the stadium. I don't know who, I don't know why you wouldn't want to walk out of the Bedlam game, but to each his own. They were walking out of the game, and she was like, they're walking out. Let me in. I know there's not 66,000 people in there. If there's people walking out, you better let me in. She was going off about it. And finally, both of her parents were in the game. And so they came to the gate where she was at. And they were like, well, I mean, y'all can exchange, like, your ticket. And, like, one of you can come out and one of you and let Clara in. And so I think her dad, I believe one of her parents.
What a good dad.
Yeah. I think they let her dad back in, though. later. Okay. Because there's a picture of them in the stadium. So I'm not real sure on the whole story about that.
Yeah, I better shut up about that one.
But I know they let Clara in finally, and it was about the third quarter. And she texted me and my friend Riley, and she was like, I made it in, y'all. I may have took a lot of begging and pleading, and I'll tell you the whole story later, but I'm in. And I was like, okay. And then, you know, we rushed the field, and I'll never forget that.
So you didn't help bring the goal post down?
No, I was on the opposite side. Right. I was stuck between about 100 people, and I couldn't move or breathe.
So you want to tell the mom and dad story?
For
your mom?
Oh, my mom. Okay. So, my mom went, did one semester at OSU, and then met my dad, and they ended up getting married. And so she moved to SWASU so that they could live together in Weatherford and be close to home,
right,
and that kind of thing. But the one semester that she was at OSU, that Bedlam was in Stillwater. Now, this is before Boone Pickens Stadium had, like, you know, like all the suites and, like, everything new that's been built in the last 10 years or so.
This is back when they had wooden bleachers,
exactly,
right?
Yeah. I mean, the stadium was really tiny. It was small. And so they ended up winning Bedlam that year, and it was the first time it had happened in several years. I believe it was in 2000 or 2001, something like that. And she rushed the field, and they tore down the goalpost, and they took it back up, and they threw it over the top of the stadium. Mm-hmm. And so for me, my freshman year, first semester at OSU, for us to win Bedlam and take down the goalpost and throw it in Theta Pond, I was like, man, I'm like living through my mom's eyes right now.
Yeah, it's like daughter like mother.
It's crazy, yeah. So,
well, that was exciting.
Full circle moment there. Yep.
Yeah, so there was a lot of orange down there on the field, wasn't
it? Oh, man. I mean, I was ready to rush the field, and then as I got closer to down there, I was like, that's like a 14-foot drop. I may have took out somebody whenever I jumped, but oh well.
So you've got to go to a lot of football games.
I have.
And you're taking your ag communication classes.
Yep.
And so quickly before we can't. We got to go to break.
Yeah, get those sponsor times in.
I know. We got to get some sponsors in. Anyway, let's go to break. And I want to get back to where we quit talking about on your ag communication.
Absolutely.
I got a question.
Okay. Now,
I think, if I can remember. Anyway, we'll be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
When your tractor has a flat, you're stuck. When your truck's on a construction site and a tire goes down, you're in trouble. You need help. So you call down to Blair, and they come to you. They answer the phone, and somebody comes to wherever you are to fix your problem. They carry Firestone, Michelin, and some other tires. Blair Tire and Feed, Highway 283 and 19. On-site tire service, 563-2692. 563-2692. They come to you.
Farmers and ranchers, listen up. It's time to make your life easier with the Hay Wagon from Everett's Welding and Repair in Visalia, Oklahoma. The Apache Hay Wagon hauls multiple bales of hay and helps reduce waste. Less waste means more money in your pocket. It'll pay for itself over time, plus make your life easier. What a deal. See all they have to offer at everettswelding.com. Again, that's everettswelding.com. And be sure to check out their ads inside the Penny News.
In this area, a lot of people wean their calves off their cows in the fall. Wheat's planted in the fall, and they buy calves. They take them to the sale barn or maybe private treaty. They run them through the winter on wheat. And some sell in March before they cut their wheat. Some take them through May and graze out their wheat and sell them in May or run them through grass in the summer. I have cattle. The guys I work with, they have cattle. I'm a fourth generational rancher. I'm Monty Carlson, and I help make a difference at First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre.
Member FDIC.
We've been part of Western Oklahoma's ag industry since statehood. I'm Marty Maddox from Great Plains Bank in Elk City. We proudly support our local FFA labor auctions and premium sales. Our local lenders have a combined 127 years of banking experience. We handle all ag-related loans, like land purchases, farm operating loans, and stocker lines of credit. And we recently helped over 700 area farmers and ranchers with their PPP loans. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend agriculture a helping hand. Member FDIC.
Hey, Today in Ag listeners, this is Jared Clark with South Star JCB. We carry a variety of wheel loaders, excavators, telehandlers, skid steers, and several other types of equipment. Please give me a call at 469-325-7466. That's 469-325-7466. Check us out on the web, southstartxjcb.com. That's southstartxjcb.com. I'd love to sell you one. Thank you and God bless you.
Do you love the great outdoors? Maybe you enjoy trap shooting or skeet shooting, or maybe getting some target practice in at the firing range is your thing. If you're that person, you love guns. Hobart Farm and Garden has a whole room dedicated to guns, gun safes, ammunition, and more. It's quite impressive. You got to go check it out. They are Western Oklahoma's platinum Browning dealer and Glock stocking dealer. They're located at 1030 South Monroe in Hobart, Oklahoma. If they don't have it, you don't need it. Hobart Farm and Garden.
You worked and you sweat and you worried for months over your crop. So why are you giving away part of the profit to someone else? Cut out the middleman. Keep your grain on your farm. Keep your money for yourself. A grain bin on your farm will never depreciate as long as you use it, and it'll make you as much money as you want it to make. Store your own grain in your own bin. Wall Bin Hoppers. Take a look at their website, wallequip.com. Wallequip.com. You did all the work. You should keep all the profit.
He loves to talk about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
I'm waiting on Rudolph's daddy.
Okay.
That's what I'm waiting on.
Okay.
Anyway, here is your Hobart Farm and Garden Ag weather forecast for Hollis, Oklahoma. 60 degrees. Currently right now, dew point's 21. Humidity's 22. The winds are out of the southwest at 6 miles an hour. 10-day rain total, 0.05 inches. 3-day average 4-inch bare soil temperature, 57. 1-day average 10-inch fractional water, 0.2. Which we all learned yesterday from my mezzanine class that I gave on fractional water. That's not very good. Anyway, sunrise is at 7:19, sunset at 5:31. So, and Hollis, that means, and if you're hunting tonight at 6:01, you better not fire a shot off. It's illegal.
Yeah.
Sunny, 65 today. Clear and 34 tonight, and really nice tomorrow. 66 degrees. So it's going to be, what are you guys doing for Thanksgiving?
Oh, we're going out to my mom's parents' house.
And that's at
Sweetwater.
Sweetwater.
Yep. Anyway, she always cooks. I'm going out there tonight so that I can help her cook.
Now, what's mom cooking?
I don't know. I think rolls. I think she's making rolls.
All that stuff she sends me on Snapchat, she's doing rolls, really?
She's probably making something else.
Yeah, because I got a shot of pizza last night.
Oh, it was good.
Oh, let me tell you. I bet it was. I don't know.
I'm in the same boat you are because I'm at college and I don't get home-cooked food anymore.
So, anyway. All right. So let's, anyway, and so tell your grandparents I wish them a happy Thanksgiving.
Will do, absolutely.
They're probably listening. But anyway.
My grandmother is, yes.
Yeah. Anyway, so happy Thanksgiving to you and your whole family. But
Thank you.
A while ago, we stopped talking because you and I get sidetracked easy.
Yes, we do.
You was talking about your, where you had to do numbers, your economics and stuff like mm-hmm. that. Because I think one of the things that sticks out in my mind, you asked me what CWT was.
Yes.
Did that help you up there?
Yeah. So I actually, I learned that in my plant and soil science class. And it said
That's what it was.
It said we were going over like units and, you know, like how many acres are in a section, like that kind of just basic stuff. And further down on the textbook, it said CWT equals 100th weight. And I was like, where has this been for the last, like, 8 months? Because I did not know this until, like, July. I asked Jimmy, I was like, what is CW2? Is that, like, count? Or what does that stand for?
Yeah, so what we're talking about is when you're reading livestock reports,
the
whether
auction,
it's feeder,
yep.
feeder it comes up there, 246 CWD or CWT, let me get that. Anyway, that was, she texted me one day from school and she said, I'm so glad.
Yep. He's like, remember when I asked you about this?
Yeah, so it was pretty cool.
That's
so
funny.
And anyway, your brother sent you a picture. You got him a big old buck.
He did get him a big old buck. He was pretty excited.
Yeah. So he's been, he can get that out Hex, I guess?
Yep.
Oh, cool.
Yep, he's been going out there every morning, every evening for last week or so. I don't know.
It opened last Saturday.
Yeah, since I got home.
Yeah. Anyway, so did he miss his big sister?
Oh, he does.
Yeah, I had your...
He might not admit it, but he does.
I had your old FFA class in here.
I did.
What was it, a week ago?
Yeah.
Yeah, we could go Monday. Yeah, they come in, your instructor, FFA, and talk about the same thing that you did when I finally got to meet you. How's that?
No, auction, man. That's almost a year ago. That's crazy.
Yeah, the auction, and anyway, and they come in to talk about it. They have a bunch of cool stuff they're auctioning off.
They always
FFA.
Do. Oh, yeah. Always do.
And so, anyway, they come in. Mr. Price. You know what I'm talking about?
Carson.
Yeah,
yes.
Carson, he was in here. Finally got him to open up a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
When he did, he was nonstop.
Yep.
He's a good kid. So, anyway, but they got that going on. So, what goes to your semester ends in, what, January or this December? How does it work in college anymore? I mean, is it the trimester, the semester? Do you even
just,
know?
Just... So it's 16-week semesters,
okay.
Basically. Yeah, so technically going into this next semester, I will be a sophomore.
Really?
Yes. Because
of what you took in high school.
Yes, I took some classes through SWASU concurrently.
Well, you're growing up.
I know. Okay, so they told me, my advisor told me, he was like, well, with the amount of credits you came in and, like, you're looking at, you know, finishing with 48 hours by the time you're done next spring. And I was like, okay. He was like, well, you're looking at like graduating in like 2.5 years. And I was like, that's not gonna work. Can we add some minors? So I added 2 minors because I was like, you know, I think I'd like to be here for 4 years.
Right.
So yeah.
Yeah, I think that's what my Sandy, my wife, she finished in 3.
Yeah.
So.
And they told me I was gonna graduate early, and I was like, I don't like the sound of that. Let's change that.
So why did you take all these college credits in high school?
Just for fun.
Oh, I got you.
It was cheaper too.
All right. Well, they so after this semester, what goes on the next semester for you?
Class-wise?
Yeah.
I still have to take a couple of general education classes. I have to take my science credit and a history credit still. But other than that, I'm taking a agricultural cooperatives class. Kind of excited to learn about that. I'm not real sure what it's really geared around, but I do know quite a bit about the electrical cooperative things.
Oh, I got you.
So I'm assuming with my basis knowledge of electrical cooperatives, maybe that will help me in the agriculture cooperatives class.
What if it's not the same thing?
I don't know. I'll wing it. I'll deal with it.
Yeah,
I'll deal with it.
Yeah, because you know the agriculture co-ops, the farmers and co-ops and stuff like that, they're, my understanding from what I read every day is they're gaining a little bit of momentum back, because some of them were, you know, going backwards and just because people were shopping online or going out of state to buy stuff instead of going to their local co-op. So there was a story I read here a while back, and I've got it saved, I think, where this one guy somewhere up north, Michigan, anyway, what he noticed that a lot of the farmers were going away from the co-op to buy stuff because they were either getting it cheaper or maybe his buddy sold this. And so what he did something, and him and another guy started a co-op in their area and are become partners with the existing co-op in there. And what they did is now you buy your stuff way ahead of time, say hundreds of dollars, if not thousands of dollars.
Nice.
And it's really blowing up. And it was one of my deals I was scheduled. I wanted to talk about it in December when everybody was listening.
Yeah.
So it's
pretty
nice. Cool. Yeah, it's pretty interesting.
That's
about
really
the co-ops.
Cool. I like it.
So I you're going to go take a class.
I know. I'm going to go take a class, and then I'm taking another class called The Meat We Eat.
Oh, yeah?
I have to have some kind of food science credit, so it counts as my food science credit. So
did you already tell them you know how to do this?
We'll see. I know the beef side of things. I think it'll be a little bit more broader, though. Get to learn a little bit about, you know, pork, poultry. See where it goes.
Yeah. So. And then still maintain your beef. It's what's
yes.
for dinner.
Beef.
It's what's for dinner. Beef. So anyway, but beef. Anyway. So I'm super excited you came in today, and thank you for taking time out of your busy homesick schedule.
Absolutely. I'm just hanging out with the cows, you know.
Yeah. You already worked some?
Yep.
Got some work, and anyway, so happy Thanksgiving to you and your family and everybody else out there in today in Ag Land, I call it.
Oh, yes. Happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah, happy Thanksgiving, and drive safely if you're traveling. We'll see you guys Monday.
You get 2 days off?
I get 2 days off.
Man.
And I don't argue. I just take it. So anyway, thanks, Jill, for
coming.
You're
welcome. Anytime.
It's Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by First National Bank and Trust of Elk City. Cool Country.